Anlaşıl.
La ilahe illallah. La ilahe illallah. La ilahe illallah. Muhammed Resulullah. Aleyhi salatullah. Aleyhi selamullah. Aleyhi rahmetullah. Allah'ın zil, varik, habibeke seyyidin evvelin ve ahirin, seyyidina Muhammedin sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem ve şerefa, nuran ve sürura ve rizvana ve sultana. وعلى سائر الأنبياء والمرسلين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا رب زد وبارك غوض عفنا في رضاك يا رب العالمين سبحانك سلطانك أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أو الأرض سيد يار نيك سيرفانس هم شيطان and his helpers I am sorry to say this and to address our Almighty, our Lord, save ourselves from Shaitan and his agents, astaghfirullah. I am saying hundreds and thousands of times forgive me, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, our Creator. But it is holy order for asking from our Creator protection from Shaitan. Therefore, they are as heavenly protocol. We must use it as his orders, and when we are saying, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." Answer coming, heavenly ones dictating to servants, oh, our Lord's weak servants, say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And don't worry. That is heavenly protocol. Therefore, we must say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim and Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yeah. And as the serial prophets, most glorified one, what he is saying, oh, our attenders, take care, and
be quiet believer and what you are believing, you must be full ismi'nan.
Contentment.
When you are saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you must feel a full contentment, no doubt. Weakest servants, if saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, if whole creation, the number of creatures may be shaitans attacking on you, if you are saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you are going to be winner.
Victorious.
You are victorious. You are winning. No doubt. So powerful to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you are fearing from something, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That's one.
Trembling.
Not only trembling,
shaking,
but may fall down and according to your belief, according to your
certainty.
Iman.
Faith.
Huh?
Faith.
No.
Certainty?
Huh? According to your certainty, you should be a support.
Allahu Akbar.
Our attenders don't be heedless ones. Open your eyes before closing down. Coming a day that your eyes going to be closed down and never opening. Before that day, open your eyes and look. And one day coming that your ears never going to hear anything from anyone on this dunya. Finish. Lockdown. Your ears locked down and your eyes closed down. And your power going to reach the point of zero, finishing. You are going to be as a instantium. Huh? No looking as you are looking. You are not hearing as before. Finish. Just coming and opening to you. That you are a relation for this life, just cut off, and you are finding yourself in another creation, you are finding yourself in another world that you never seen it, just changed. That day coming for everyone, attenders may come any time, any moment, any second. No one.
Safety. Security.
No any guarantee. No. Stephen?
No.
No any guarantee. When it is coming, no anyone giving to you a knowledge, or no one from anyone living on this planet may give you a guarantee, may say, "Hello, you are king, don't worry, you are a make, don't worry, you are president, don't worry, you are richest one, don't worry, you are most strong, strongest one, don't worry." No one can say. No one may give to you guarantee, or attenders. O attenders, beware, and passing away. Anytime, our lives, two blessings, between two blessings, beware. Don't be cheated by the devil and its agents. Come and listen. Come on, people. Come and listen. Come and take your care. Your care. Anytime we may leave this, and no one can bring us back again. Yes. Therefore, every day they are making me to shout, common people, attenders. And also for those people whom they are making a show for themselves to people that we are such a people with our kingdom, with our sultanate, with our treasures. We are not like common people to be taken away so quickly. Shame on teaching them. Just, all people, our offenders, one of one of kings or sultans just appointed one person for what? Any time that sultan passing or that king passing, he had been ordered, that one, to say, "Oh, Your Majesty, don't forget that you are going to die." And when he was walking with greatness and pride, his head was coming back. When he was hearing that addressing, that one only for to remind Majestic One, and because Majestic Ones, all of them, their egos playing with them, and Shaitan urging them to claim that we are such a king, such a emperor, such a I am, such a sultan, giving from that way to the hearts of kings or sultans to make them to fall down, who claiming that when he is looking to mirror and looking, I am so majestic one, yes. Shaitan blowing such a sultans or kings or meleks to make them to think that they are such a important one. Leave it! Therefore, that king was ordering to kings, majesty kings and majestic ones, to to remind them that you are going to die. When he was up and when he are hearing that addressing, falling down. The last sultans in Ottoman sultans, they are sultans following holy Shariat. Holy Shariat, and that is a high level for a person to reach and to make his highest ta'zim.
Glorification.
Glorification. Ordinary person, they are not taking care. But top level people, Shaitan coming to them and saying, look, hold this continence for you. Look, hold those people coming and giving to you salute, giving to you their high respects. Oh, you must look after yourself that you are such a important one that no one coming to your level. Ottoman Empire emperors, they are coming for Jum'ah praying, people and soldiers was shouting and saying, Padişahım gururlanma, O our Sultan, don't be proud with your sultanate. You must know that heavenly sultanate covering you and make you thousands, millions, billions, trillions, kings and sultans. Heavenly sultanate, although you going to be less than a ant, don't be proud. Allah Almighty Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Ekber ve Ejel ve Alam Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Sultan making, he said like this. Now in our days, so many imitated titled people from the English. I am something. You are nothing. You are nothing. All people, whole trouble that 21st century people falling in endless problems and falling through endless problems, falling into endless sufferings and miseries. That is the reason that Shaitan, knowing to them that you are biggest one or greatest one among people, and they are trying to make people down and to walk on them and to make people under their feet. Most dangerous bad characteristic is to say that I am something and to be proud. That is, all our attenders, especially Salafi ulamas, every Jum'ah, every Friday, you must say, "Oh, Jalalatul Malik, don't think that you reach to a level that no one overreach." That is from Shaitan. Shaitan, it fall down because it was so proud. And so many kings and emperors just fall down and cursed from heavens because they are looking themselves and saying, هل هناك أحد مثلنا؟ They are Shaitan coming and saying to them, look, anyone can be like you. You are king and they are your servants. Hasha, never. Kings, first of all, they must say, oh, our Lord, we are your weakest servants. You are putting that honor, crown on our heads because we are weakest servants, not most powerful ones, weakest ones. And that is trouble and suffering fountains for mankind that were falling in it and know any
treatment
for them. Therefore, O people, you must say, particularly whom they are saying we are level of ulamas, if you are an ulam from that level, stand up in front of your malik or your sultan or your emperor
and say to him, O Abdullah, live titles that no meaning titles that given to them, live and say, O Abdullah. O Abdullah, O our Lord's servant, you can't say, O our Lord's sultans, no. Absolute sultanate for the Lord, O heavens. There was so many stories to be said that making people's head to fall down. Famous Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, Allah blesses him, blessings on people, coming on people according to their good services, and men just offer two things. That Prophet, peace be upon them, was calling and teaching people two things. One of them, all mankind try to be good servants for your Creator, for your Lord. That whole prophets, they were calling people for two purposes, saying, oh, our people, our nation, try to be good servants, keep your servanthood on highest level for your Creator, for your Lord, Allah Almighty. This is first. Whole prophets just call whole mankind, their nations, first of all, oh my nation, try to be most high ones for making your tawzin,
glorifying
to your Lord, try to be on first level. Take care for glorifying your Lord Almighty Allah. And second, that they were calling people, oh people, try to be a good one, a good one for people. People may say for you a good one. That is two pillars. One, to give your most high praisings for your Lord, for your Creator, and glorifying His Majesty. Second, to be good ones for your Lord's servants. Nothing else, just whole Prophet's calling people. Harun al-Rashid, he was a good one for his Lord, for Allah Almighty. He was trying to be a good servant. And as well as he was trying to make for his nation good things and to help the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyid al-Awwaleen al-Akhireen, to be happy. To be happy. One day there was a Mazzoo. A person that he never interesting for dunya and its pleasures. His heart always asking to be with his Lord Almighty Allah. Once he was getting the palace of Harun al-Rashid, and he was looking around and saying, "Oh Harun," no saying, "Oh Majesty," no. That titles all imitated. He was saying, addressing, "Oh Harun, Harun al-Rashid." This palace is very ornamented. What you are looking and saying, Harun al-Rashid addressing to Behlul Dana, "Oh Harun, here dunya, you are living in such a magnificent
ornamented
palaces." This for dunya, it is good for you. If you should be lucky, if you are finding such a beautiful palaces after you are living this life, you should be so happy.
talihli.
Lucky.
You should be lucky if you are finding such a beautiful palace next when you are passing, you are so happy and lucky. But if you are not finding, think on it. Oh, Behlun and Sahli,
advise me.
Give me some advice. Now you're speaking so sweet. Yeah. Look, oh Harun, this is my advice to you. If you are finding such a beautiful palace there, you are so lucky. So lucky. If not waiting for you.
Wait.
So bad.
Tiding.
Huh?
Bad tiding.
Bad biting?
Tiding.
Fighting? You are most lost one that you have granted such a things through this life, and you can't carry this after your death. You should be so unlucky, unlucky person. Oh Behlun. Oh Behlun, Zidni, say more for me. A good advice. And he was standing up and saying, oh Harun Rashid, these their ancestors sarai
palaces
and this their tombs, enough for you.
Yesterday
they were sitting here. Now they are sleeping under earth. Don't be cheated by shaitanic ideas. Today you are here as your ancestors, they were here. Tomorrow you should be as your ancestors, now dying there. Oh people, offenders, and particularly
Salafi
ulama, Mevekkil, the Lord's command, remind everyone, particularly remind Muluk, your kings, your sultans. Say to them, don't be cheated, you are going to be that cemetery field. They were building something on their graves, but now
people, there are people over Sadat Budamas, because you are saying this is Buddha, you are not living to put any sign that this is King Faisal, his Jalalatu, never written anything. You should find yourself suddenly under heaps of sons. Beware and shaitan. Keep always to be reminder for your kings and sultans, so that they may do much more charities before leaving this life and their treasures. May Allah forgive us.
Ameen.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.